This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it.
Now, January can be a great month for many different reasons. One of them being that it is a brand new year and it has just begun. And this month gives us an opportunity to fulfill our New Year's resolutions and also to begin working on our dreams and aspirations. And for many of us, I mean, 2020 was an exceptionally stressful year, you know, dominated by fears surrounding COVID-19 pandemic. And not even a single one of us even imagined crossing over to 2021 locked up in our homes in compliance to all the protocols, you know, gazetted by the government to keep the spread of the deadly COVID-19 virus. And with all the restrictions still in effect in this new year of 2021, many of us are living with anxieties as we're not certain what the 2021 year hold for us. We're not sure. We're just living in anxiety. And we are merely living with the hope that everything will get back to normal and continue living our normal lives as we used to. And how do you deal with the fear and anxiety of not knowing what to expect amid the rising numbers of COVID-19, especially with the list of New Year's resolutions you've compiled in your journal or diary? But you're even skeptical right now. Is this going to go according to plan? Will this come into reality? You know, it's all about dealing with the anxiety that's around, you know, the month of January, and also wanting to achieve all your dreams and aspirations. The question is, how do you deal with that anxiety? Now, Salem Makwarera, a graduate in psychology from the University of Pretoria, joins us on the line. She is also a brand ambassador of a non-profit organization called Magical Moments, which specializes in caring for children from disadvantaged backgrounds. Good morning, Salem. Thank you so much for joining us right here on VoFM 88.1. Compliments and Happy New Year to you. It is such an honor to chat to you in 2021. I hope you're good, eh?
I am good, thank you. How are you, Pedro?
I am good also, Salem. I mean, normally during the month of January, we always share New Year's resolutions, you know, to our friends and families. We also plan for the year ahead with the hope of achieving all our dreams and aspirations. But COVID-19 and lockdown, it has brought about anxieties and uncertainties, especially now that most plans people had last year were distracted by the lockdown period. That has led to massive job losses. That has led to young graduates not finding jobs. And from a psychological point of view, how different would you say this January is?
Tato, you're right in saying, you know, things have changed, especially now in this January. You know, last year January was very exciting for people. It's 2020. People have so many ideas about what 2020 would look like and what it would be. And so the resolutions were bigger, grander, more exciting. And for this year, for this January, it's, you know, we're not even out of a pandemic. We're entering a pandemic with a new variant. We are entering this new January with loss of jobs, with uncertainty as to whether you'll make it in your job right now. And, you know, it's just filled with so much uncertainty and so much negativity for people who are starting a new year. And we're just 18 days in, and there's just so much going on, so discouraging to a very great extent. You know, January has always been such an encouraging month. You know, it's the beginning of the year. Whatever I didn't do right in the last year, I'm going to do right this year. And it's really exciting for most people. But from witnessing this January already, it's just people are just settling in right now. They haven't really dawned into the fact that, you know what, it's January. It's it doesn't matter whether it's a pandemic. It's just very uncertain for a lot of people.
And with most people's New Year's resolutions not coming into reality last year, would you say that has affected most people's self-confidence to an extent that some are now hopeless or, what's the use of me writing down 10 New Year's resolutions or writing down 10 things that I want to achieve because I don't know what's going to happen? Do you think that has affected people to that extent?
Of course, absolutely. Even the most positive people have been shaken to such an extent that, you know, they don't even write their resolutions anymore. This year's resolution is just to stay alive. And, you know, I've seen on social media, it's like, even if today you woke up, you know, that's the best you could have done. Well done, good, you know, you're alive. There's such a great amount of hopelessness in people. And it's not everyone, to be honest. You know, there's some people who are shaking it off, who are like, you know what, come what may, pandemic, no pandemic, I am going to be positive. This is going to be my year. And people have achieved a lot of great things, even in the past year with COVID. So I think, you know, it's a bit of a 50-50. There's a level of hopelessness for people who've really had such a tough time. And there's people who can really testify to say, you know what, last year was a pandemic, but I have had such a great breakthrough. I've got much success. And people are really thriving and some aren't. And it's just a matter of where you are personally. There are some people who are in such great positions personally, academically, financially as well, because 2020 was a different year for them. It was a different experience for them. And so this year is also definitely a positive experience for them too. But then there are also some who are so discouraged, so down and out, you know, in every single sphere you can imagine. And there's a level of hopelessness that's overridden our country, people, our families in general, the deaths this year. It's just been very negative, to be honest.
And generally can feel difficult even at the best of times. And despite at least of New Year's resolutions written in our diaries and our journals, it can still bring about anxiety that affect either our financial or our psychological aspect. Now, what is it that get people mostly anxious during this time of the year? Let's talk about what it is, whether COVID or not COVID.
Yeah, so I think, and I don't know if I speak for everyone, but I think that the thing with starting something, and especially starting a year, is the anxiety that creeps in is always uncertainty. You know, to say, okay, you know, I have a job now, but, you know, what happens in the next month or the months to come? Like, what certainty do I have that I'll maintain my job? What certainty do I have that I will make it to the next month? What certainty do I have for the rest of the year? What does it have for me? What does the whole year have for me? And I think that's what makes people anxious, that they don't know. And that's the thing about really starting something, especially a new year, that you have something to compare it to. The thing is that you have last year to compare this new year with. And right now it's the beginning. You don't know what it has in store for you. You don't know what it's going to look like. You don't, even though you might have a picture, you don't even know if that picture is going to be exactly as you had planned it out to be. And I think just the uncertainty of not knowing is what sets people off mostly. And just even maybe, you know, past failures to say, you know, last year was such a tough year for me. What guarantee do I have that this year will be any different? And for most, and I think it's just the thoughts in our heads, just uncertainty, the need to want to know, the desire to want to know what it looks like and can I actually see it happening is what makes us so anxious, really.
It is the fear of the unknown. And regardless of the Decembers and Januarys that you've had and spent in your lifetime, the feeling does not get old. Even when you are 60 or as a 60-year-old grandfather or grandmother, they still have dreams and aspirations, accompanied with anxiety and fear of not knowing what to expect. And too much of it can be detrimental, to be precise. How can I manage the New Year's anxiety? How do I deal with it?
You know, it's good that you're asking about dealing with anxiety because it's really more of a personal thing than it is external. I don't think there are ways of dealing with anxiety through other people, but firstly for yourself as well. Just make sure that your head is a good space to be in. It is a happy place to be in because these anxieties consume your mind before they can really play out physically and you get sick and you get stressed and people cannot see that, oh, she's anxious. And I always say that meditation helps. Meditate, it doesn't mean that you have to play soft music and have a waterfall. But, you know, the first 5 minutes of your morning, set intentions for your day. Set intentions. And even if those intentions are not to build an empire, your intentions are to do what you set out to do today. Each day you're meant to go to make coffee, make yourself coffee, read a book, or see your friend, that you are able to accomplish those little steps first so that you can overcome an anxiety that says, I don't know what is to happen next. But if you're able to set intentions for yourself in the morning, set intentions for yourself that you can meet, then you're able to beat those anxieties because they're usually about if it's possible to do this, if it's possible to not do this. But if you have a reference point to say, today I woke up, today I did this and that, so I can definitely tackle bigger challenges. So that anxiety starts to weigh off because you can see that you've accomplished, even if it's such a small thing. And I can't emphasize having your head as a good mental space. You know, ensure that you are listening to positive people. Whoever you're following, ensure that they are feeding your spirit with uplifting things. Speak to people who are speaking life to you. Listen to music that is elevating for you before you can really seek for help outside, because these anxieties consume your head before they can consume and be evidence outside. So ensure that your head is a good space. Meditate, listen to music that is really uplifting. I'm not saying gospel or whatever, but listen to music that is speaking to you.
All right, no, it's time for me to listen to rock music because I think it brings that you know, that motivation. And yesterday I had a conversation with my co-producer and he mentioned something profound about nervousness and anxiety. Are these two different things? And do you think people tend to confuse the two? When a person is nervous, sometimes you will hear them saying, well, I have this anxiety. Is it really anxiety or is there a difference between anxiety and nervousness?
Yes, there's definitely, you know, a huge gap, not even huge, but there's a difference between being nervous and being anxious. You know, anxiety really paralyzes you. You really can't do anything when you're anxious. And so that is when it kind of inhibits your actions. You can't really do much because you're so anxious. There's some people who are so anxious they can't move. So when it stands in the way of you going about natural things, like you can't move anymore, you can't think straight anymore. But with nervousness, you're sweating, you're palpitating, your heart is beating fast, but you can control it. And if someone calms you down, you are able really to come back to your normal self. And the thing with anxiety is that it is actually a condition more than a nervousness. Nervousness is just more of an emotional experience in that time. With anxiety, it's really a condition that needs treatment. Sometimes people need to have medication for the anxiety because they really can't do anything. But nervousness can be dealt with, you know, have a glass of water, calm down, have a chilled chat, and you can be better. But anxiety can really be so consuming. It's a mental situation for you.
All right. No, I think you did put it well there. And not that I'm pessimistic, Salem, you know, as the year goes by, you know, starting from February, most of our New Year's resolutions begin to fade away and lose meaning. What contributes to that? And how do I stay consistent?
Sure. Consistency. It's so important to not compare. I think you also mentioned this, that comparison is a thief of joy. And I think a lot of people say this. But in staying consistent and in staying motivated to do what you want to do, is not comparing yourself. Understanding that we are all, each of us, winners in our own right, in our own way. And if you start to look at someone's win as better than yours, you are not discrediting yourself, firstly, as a human being and as a person who's capable of doing things. So with setting goals and with remaining consistent is that you need to remind yourself, and I'm saying this because it's a personal choice. It cannot be an external factor to be motivated. You need to be a person who is self-motivating, self-strengthening first before someone else can motivate you. And so people need to recognize for themselves that they are relevant, that wins are different for each one of us, and that whatever win is for them, it is relevant and is important. So that motivates you to keep doing what you want to do. There are a lot of people who are, you know, looking at other people's wins with envy, and that sets them back. Because it's a comparison they continuously do. You're looking at other people and you're like, oh, they don't deserve this, or it should have been mine. That steals from you. It steals from your authenticity. Now you want to do things like they do it, and then you fall. Your business fails because you're like, yeah, but that one's doing that and it works for them. But that's not you. You understand? People need to be authentic to themselves. They need to understand that whatever it is they're doing should work for them, and it is working for them. And their wins will look different for each one of us. So consistency needs to be a conscious, intentional mind set that you set for yourself. That you need to remind yourself. It's a matter of self-strengthening, self-motivating first before you can look for consistency from someone else. So I think if we are looking to stick to goals, stick to businesses growing, stick to really achieving, is that we need to be people who are self-strengthening first, people who are self-motivating first, and people who are celebrating tiny little wins that we do and understanding that each and every one of our wins is significant.
What are the things to stay away from and avoid when I'm overwhelmed by anxiety, especially during the month of January? What is it that I should always stay away from?
Sure. And I hate to be this person who says this, but stay away from yourself. Being alone can really be so consuming. You know, you're consuming your thoughts, and it's so draining to be alone, and you're having all these thoughts. I think you need to be around company, your family, your partner, your friends. Be in the company of people who will keep your mind off of these things and who will remind you what matters most. If you're within family and you're worried about money, you're worried about whatever it is, but when you're within the company of people who matter to you, honestly, it kind of moves your mind from all of that. If you're able to, if you don't have family or if you're alone wherever you are, try, take a walk, listen to music. I think music speaks so much to people. So listen to music that speaks to you so that you can revive your mind, you know, exercise. And I know that these are things people know, but they need a reminder that, you know, keep your mind busy apart from these consuming thoughts and these anxieties, that you are in an environment where you are able to stimulate yourself positively. And I want to say, keep a positive mindset. And I know that it's something people know, but keep a positive mindset. Be around people who will remind you what positivity looks like, what positivity sounds like, so that you're not consumed in thoughts that are, you know, detrimental to you and your health and your mental state as well.
Salim Makwarera, thank you so much for joining us right here on VOFM 88.1.
Thank you very much, Chadwick.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream via www.vofm.co.za.